Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross. A very good day to you. And today, you know, a lot of times I say I have an interesting show or a great show. Well, this one is a great show, and it's going to be an interesting show because I have as my special guest today Taylor Sparks, and she is a erotic educator, sex goddess, and certified holistic aromatherapist. She is the owner of a company called Organic Lovin', and it has fast become a company carrying the largest number of organic and eco-friendly intimate body products and brands, representing over 900 sex products, sex-positive books, and more than 75 brands. And they seek out the safest and most nourishing, pleasurable, intimate products for its customers. So, please welcome to the show, Taylor Sparks, and good day to you, ma'am. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Charles. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. As I was talking offline, I just got back from the sunny state of Florida, and prayerfully,
yes.
I am COVID-free, but you know, it takes 2 weeks to develop, but I think my wife and I had it, though, about back in January when we went to, went to Florida again. We were in Destin. At Airbnb and stuff. Yeah, we were in Destin, came back with the flu. I got the flu first, and then she got it. And so we think we're immune.
No.
We got antibodies or something. Because I thought I was going to die. It was really, really bad. You know. But anyway, I'm sure you're trying to wonder, and our audience is trying to wonder, it says, why do I have a erotic goddess on a personal finance show? Well, as they know, I've interviewed a lot of business owners. Matter of fact, one business owner I interviewed was a young lady, unlike yourself, and she had a black sunscreen product. And she didn't know anything about chemistry, Taylor. She didn't know nothing. She was at an MBA. She decided that, hey, I'm going to make this product because I'm tired of, you know, I think they like some of the products are greasy and stuff like that, and they don't moisturize. But anyway, so she pulled people together, and guess what? I just found out 2 weeks ago that she moved out to California. I think she was living in Florida too, and she moved out to California. Mm-hmm. And I just found out 2 weeks ago that she got $1 million investment from someone. So I don't know.
No,
it was because of my show.
For her.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was because of my show, but I'm sure it couldn't hurt. But so that's really great to hear. I like to see, you know, brothers and sisters out there doing things because we're trying to change the narrative.
Yeah.
That what's out there, because
exactly.
You know, you guys don't get no attention that, hey, you know, we're out here hustling, you know, trying to make things happen. We ain't got time for a whole bunch of foolishness, you know. And so I have another brother. I mean, I could tell you about all the folks I've had on, and I really enjoy doing it because I get a chance to feature folks that normally doesn't get the attention. And so if I could do anything on my behalf to do that. So,
well, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, you're in Hollywood, North Hollywood, like Miami. Is that that right?
Yeah, I'm north of Miami.
North of Miami,
in Hollywood,
okay.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. You were born and raised there?
No, I'm from Boston originally. This is my fifth state that I'm living in.
Okay.
So
well, you don't have a Boston accent.
It, when I every time I go home, it comes out. I'm like, Ma, I'm gonna take the car, right? But no,
yeah,
I grew up in Boston,
uh-huh.
and I moved to LA after high school, went to college, and out there went to the fashion suit design and merchandising, working in retail. I lived there for about 11 years, and in between that, for a short while, just for a season, I was living in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, working in marketing, and then back to LA, and then back to Boston for about 5 years, married, had kids, and we moved to North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, for like 18 years, and then a year and a half ago, we moved here. So
wow.
I've been moving around a little bit.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We aspire to... purchase an RV so we can kind of travel and stop wherever we want. So yeah, I dig it being
nice.
Able to explore different places. I've been to a lot of states in here in these United States. My wife has been to about half of them, or maybe more. So we just like to travel.
Nice.
Now you.
I just don't like long drives.
Oh well, you know, we had to drive from Atlanta to Clearwater. It's about 6.5 hours. And,
yeah.
You know, it's long going there, but it's short coming back. It's because you're always anticipating getting there. And, I hate to drive. My rule used to be not over 4 hours. And my daughter, two of my daughters actually went to FAMU. And so that's about four or five hours down to Tallahassee. So I had to kind of extend that a little bit. And then with my wife, we've been traveling. I think the furthest we've traveled has actually been to Clearwater. I think that was the farthest, and then we've been to Cocoa Beach, we've been to Orlando. We did a little tour last year, about a week's worth. But anyway, so you did all that travel, you were a marketing executive, college graduate, all that, got kids, husband. What got you into this business? Why did you select this business, or did you have another business?
Husband and a boyfriend and a lover.
Oh, okay. All righty then. So with all that,
because I'm polyamorous. Do you know what polyamorous is?
I do. Won't you explain that for our audience what polyamorous is?
A person who is polyamorous is a person who has more than one romantic relationship at a time with all parties involved, knowing and consenting. That's
okay.
What it is to be polyamorous. Yeah.
Okay. And you,
which
from
is
what you
different
said,
than.
Go ahead. No, finish. Go ahead and finish.
I said, which is different than polygamy. Polygamy is one husband with more than one wife, and the wives do not have other lovers. Or polyandry, which is one wife with more than one husband, who also do not have more than one other lover. But someone who is polyamorous or in a polyamorous relationship has more than one romantic relationship. So it could be one guy, two girls, one guy, three girls. It could be one guy, two girls, and the two girls may have a girl and a guy. It could be any combination of those.
And I would think in that kind of relationship that jealousy would have to be on the back burner. I mean, you just can't be very possessive I would think so.
Well,
that's
it's not so much that jealousy is on the back burner. People tend to think that just because one decides to have one type of ethical non-monogamous relationship or another, that you seem to somehow be exempt from your relationship. I actually teach a course on jealousy, and it's not that you do not have jealousy. You still have jealousy. It's just that we learn to control our emotions, just as we learned as four-year-olds not to throw our bodies to the floor in a temper tantrum. We've learned to use our words and say, this triggers me, this bothers me, I'm upset about this, and your partner learns, how can I support you in that, and why do you feel that way? Trying to unwind the monogamous mind, everything that we've learned, and monogamy's only been this way for about the most recent 150 years. Polyamory and polygamy and polyandry has been around for thousands and thousands, so it's more the norm than monogamy. So,
okay.
It's learning how to control your emotions, really. So, nope, not in the back burner.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you cleared that up. I mean, and I would think that, so what type of person, I know this is a divergent from the topic, but since you brought it up, I'm sure people are sitting there like,
mm-hmm.
wow, okay, let me hear more. And so we're going to give them a little more while we have the time. So who would be ideal for this type of relationship? What's the profile for someone that would be interested in this type of
profile? Well, it's people who are open and honest, people who feel as though they have the capability to love more than one person and who believe that it's possible to love more than one person at a time. People who, you know, everyone, just because someone is involved in infidelity does not make them ideal for ethical non-monogamy, because infidelity is about lying and cheating and not telling the truth and not speaking your truth, whereas the key word for non-monogamy, whether you're open or swinging or poly, it's the ethical portion. So that means anyone that is able to sit and say, this is the type of relationship that I want. I want to love more than one person. I want to love three people, five people. And the person who says to them, back to them, I'm agreeable to that. That's something that either I may not want to do alongside of you, but I'm open to you doing it because I myself may want to still be monogamous. So there are people who are in monopoly, meaning that one partner is monogamous and the other person has other intimate relationships with others. So do you have the ability to speak your truth? And a lot of times in monogamy, people do not. They don't say, oh, I want to take my girl to a strip club, or the girl doesn't say, oh, I want to go with my husband to a strip club. Instead, they take the side chick, or she goes with her girlfriend to the birthday party or something like that. And that's not even sex. That's just doing something that people consider outside of the norm. So to be able to say to your partner, you know, when I saw you kissing Chicha, you know, it really bothered me. And so instead of your partner saying, I won't kiss Chicha in front of you, they may go, how can I support you in that? But what about that bothered you? Because in monogamy, we're taught that there is only the one, your one and only true love, and that that partner belongs to you. That love is yours, their body is yours, their time is yours. And that is not the case. Your partner graces you with their time and their love. Your partner does not belong, even if you're married, your partner does not belong to you.
So in this kind of arrangement, do you live together, or the people still live in their separate, you know, apartments or homes?
In any combination that works for people.
Okay.
So are there people who are poly who three or four people may share the same space, what they call nesting partners? There are. Are there some people that do not want to live with their partners? There are. This is the thing people don't realize, that you could design your relationship any way that works best for you and the people involved. It is not society that deems you must be monogamous. You should be married at this age and have this many children and live in this place or work in this place. It's like, I want two women. I want two men. I want three boyfriends, or a boyfriend and a lover, you know, which has its own distinct differences. But you have to be able to stand in your truth and say, that's what I want. But there's responsibility to that, right? If you're going to be intimate with more than one partner. Okay, so if I'm going to be intimate with you and my guy and my husband, then, we all need to be tested. We all need to be using condoms. If we're not going to use condoms, we definitely need to be tested and tested on a regular basis. And then what happens, you see? There's a certain level of honesty which comes with the ethical part that a lot of people are not willing to do or say because they just can't, you know? And a lot of times the men want to have more than one woman, but they don't want the woman to have more than one man. I don't believe in the one penis policy. So,
and that's interesting because, you know, and obviously in this day and age, in your case, you know, having three lovers is different. You would think that because of the dearth of men out there, particularly black men in particular, that you know, you would think it would go the other way. There would be more men having multiple lovers than women, because that's three men. Correct me if I'm wrong. If that'd be three men, that might be taken off the market if they're going to be exclusive.
They still have I don't do exclusivity. They are able to have their other lovers as well, so they're not off the market.
Okay.
They're not off the market at all. You know, one of my partners has four lovers, and another partner only has one other lover, and so it just depends. And a couple of them are also to BDSM, so some of their partners they're not intimate with in that manner. Their partners romantically, but they're not sexually intimate.
Okay. All right. That's
they're involved. They have a kink. They have a kink relationship. They have a BDSM relationship. So there's no sex involved. But they are. They do care. They are intimate, but they're not sexually connected.
So based on your traveling and years around, obviously you're not a spring chicken. I say that loosely. I'm 62, so everybody's younger than me. I'd call them spring chickens. So please take no offense at that.
Okay.
You know, walk us through what came first. Did the polyamorous part come first, or did the erotic educator come first?
The erotic educator. So with my background both in holistic aromatherapy and human behavior, I was a corporate trainer for probably more than 15 years. I did training around the country, not only for my own business, but for other corporations where I trained management and leadership, communications and negotiations, critical thinking, customer service, manager skills for new managers. And during that time, I did my first marathon at the age of 40. So I I did my first marathon, and I've since done 2 full marathons, 8 half marathons, a sprint triathlon, and a half Ironman. And during the time of my training, I had developed a line of just organic body products just for use at home. My kids were athletic, and the skin was getting dry, so I started doing this, and that led to a launch of my skincare for athletes tri-body products. So I developed a line of 16 head-to-toe care products for elite endurance athletes. So we sponsored, 5Ks and triathlons and half marathons. We sponsored elite-level runners and triathletes. And we also sponsored 5 different Olympians, both winter and summer Olympics. Our products were in Muscle and Fitness Hers, local magazines and newspapers. We're in trade magazines for sports. We were in the ESPY Awards, gifting suite, gift bags. So we had that business for several years. And during that time, in the midst of that, my husband and I started traveling to Hedonism Resort in Jamaica. Are you familiar with Hedo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to Jamaica many times.
Okay,
I've never been to
Hedonism. People think it's a swinger resort, but it is not. It is an open lifestyle resort. So regardless of your lifestyle, you are welcome at Hedonism, which whether you're gay or swinging or poly or kinky or monogamous, it doesn't matter. They're just a very open resort. So we started traveling, and then we started producing our own events for people of color to go to places like Hedonism and Desire. And at that time, a few years in, we met a couple that owns a luxury travel adult agency. And so we became affiliates of theirs, and we started working with them and traveling with them and selling into their events. So they did adult-only events in the swinger community, and they did cruises. And as an affiliate, we were selling into them and also on their team. But while on the cruise, I started noticing that the vendors were selling a lot of chemical-based products. And around that time, they hired me and did a private label line of central massage oils and body washes. So I developed a line for them. And when we launched the line, we realized we had no place to sell it because I had a skincare for athletes company, and they had a travel agency. So with their love, support, and a little bit of money, I launched Organic Lovin'. So we started with their 2 products, and then now going on 6.5 years, going on 7 years now, I have over 900 products and represent over 150 brands right now, and I ship worldwide. So I started asking the producers, can I come and set up a booth or have a table? And then on the cruises, which these are private charter cruises, some have as many as 4,500 people on them. And then I knew that adults learn best with humor. So I developed seminars wrapped around the products, and then I named my seminar something that would stand out. Because on a 7 or 8 day cruise, there are lots and lots of sex educators on the cruise, and there are lots of seminars and lots of things for people to do. So I named my seminar how to make good pussy better.
Okay, well, yeah, I got a chuckle out of me. I guess you're going to presume to tell us how. At least give us a little insight into what product would be.
You got to come to the seminar. No.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm teasing. Well, the seminar is based on the product, and how you make good pussy better is by using chemical-free intimate body products, presumably preferably organic and eco-friendly, right, with no chemicals. I let people know things like glycerin, sucrose, and glucose are all derivatives of sugar, and those can trigger a yeast infection in some people, or as I say, when you put sugar in something dark and warm and wet, what do you get? You stop baking bread. So, yeah, you stop baking bread. But there are also things like propylene glycol that is cousin to antifreeze. And you'll find them in a lot of your standard lubes on the market, and it's extremely drying to the vagina. So helping people understand, you know, look at what you're buying, look at the ingredients, and if you can't pronounce it, denounce it. If you can't read it, you don't need it. It should be everything you should be able to read and understand what it is in your lubricant. The chemicals are just not good for the vagina, and the same with the penis. It's not good for the penis either. So most of your we only sell vegan condoms, and a lot of women get dry and irritated from the condoms because the condoms themselves have chemicals on the lube that's on the condom, so it's really drying. And when a woman's vagina gets dry, she gets little micro tears on the inside, and then that leaves her susceptible to all the things she's trying not to get, right? STIs or BV, which is bacterial vaginosis. So helping people understand this is a better choice. You know, healthy sex, holistic sex, the same thing with the toys. If you buy a sex toy and when you open it and you can smell that toy or it's gelatious, it has parabens in it. And they tell you, know, a few years ago they said do not heat your food up in plastic. Do you remember when that came out?
Yeah.
Because the plastic has parabens in it, and the heat from the microwave makes the parabens leach into the food, and methyl parabens and other parabens have been linked to all sorts of cancers. So the same thing, why would you want to put a sex toy in a 96-degree body and then have those chemical leach into the anus, into the vagina? So it's really a fun way to educate people on here are some better choices. And vegan condoms are still made of a natural rubber latex. The difference is they've been triple washed. Because you guys love this, you know, they don't have that nasty rubber smell and taste to it, like a rubber tire. Because guys love to take the condom off and go, here, suck that. And you're like, no, don't put it in my mouth. It's like a rubber tire. They've been triple washed. They don't have a milk casein on them. When you open a condom, that powdery substance is a milk casein. So if you have if you're really sensitive to lactose or have a lactose intolerance, and you put that condom on with milk casein in it, it could be very irritating to the anus and the vagina. They have not been tested on animals, vegan condoms. Your regular condoms are tested on horses and sheep. They don't use rabbits because their dicks are too little and they come too fast. They can't seem to get the research. So this is why vegan condoms are better.
Makes a lot of sense when you present it in that fashion. What's the response that you get from men and women, you know, at your seminars? I mean, because I'm sitting here saying, wow, I never knew that. That's interesting. And why aren't companies producing more eco-friendly, you know, condoms and vibrators and so forth? I mean, that's the question in my mind.
Right. Well, most everyone is like, wow, I didn't know that. Or, wow, this is why I'm irritated. Or, gee, this is why I keep breaking out. Because they might switch the lubricant, but they're still using a standard condom, and then they still get irritated and they can't figure out why. You know, a lot of times they think it's a latex, but actually fewer than 10% of the population has a true latex allergy. Most likely it's the chemicals. And the reason why a lot of companies are not producing more eco-friendly products is because they don't have to. a lot of chemical companies, their chemicals have been grandfathered in when the law starts to change. And most of the chemicals that they use, the FDA considers them what's called GRAS, G-R-A-S, which stands for generally regarded as safe. So if only 100 people are having an irritation, they'll be like, eh, you're just sensitive. You probably need 1,000 or more people to call the FDA and say, hey, I broke out, I lost a limb or something like that. We have all been up late at night and heard the commercial that says, have you or a loved one? And something the FDA has regulated, and now they've discovered, oh, my God, this is not good. So as long as only a few people are sensitive, which is why you have a disclaimer on most everything, if you feel itching or burning or scratching or blindness or throwing up, stop using it. Because the majority of people are not sensitive to it. Yeah, so that's why they have the disclaimer, so you don't sue them, you know, when you break out in hives, you know, in your vagina from the, you know, from the propylene glycol, because they're like, hey, we told you if it was itching or burning to stop using it. So that's why the disclaimer saves them from it, because everyone's not sensitive to it, just as everyone's not sensitive to glycerin-based lube. So everyone won't be triggered for a yeast infection, but some will. You know, a good number of them do, but they still put it in there. Propylene glycol, if you just go to your medicine cabinet, you will find propylene glycol in a lot of things. You can find it in toothpaste, mouthwash. Its main purpose in the market is that it makes wet things slippery. You can find it in dog food. Yeah, it's everywhere, but it's just not good for the vagina. And the one thing we don't think about our skin, we know it's the largest organ on the outside of our body, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the skin is porous, and we know this because we sweat. Up to 60% of what you put on the skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. The vagina, the anus, the eyes, the nose is covered in a mucous membrane. 100% of what comes in contact with it is absorbed into the bloodstream. Now, we don't keep everything that we absorb because, you know, we sweat, we pee, we poop. But the cells in our body keep a tiny smidgen, like microscopic, and that's called bioaccumulation. So over the course of our lifetime, from when we're babies putting on baby shampoo and all the way up until we're in our 60s, we've been adding these chemicals and our cells have kept a smidgen. So this is why some people are getting more cancers, and they don't smoke, and they're not working in, you know, environments where they're getting on, because there've been these chemicals have been in our body every day. Now, there's some things you can't do shit about, right? You can't do anything about the air, you can't do much about the water, but you can control what you put in your mouth, and you can control what you put on your body.
And I heard a cardiologist tell me, he was talking about that every male is going to get prostate cancer. It's just a matter of time for the most part, the longer you live.
Yeah.
And the reason he said, and this made sense, he said that, you know, we eat all this food that has these cancer-laden chemicals in it, and it rests in the bowels. And if you look at the anatomy on a man, the bowels is right next to the prostate. There's like a membrane that separates that.
Yeah.
And after a time, a lot of the things that we eat sit in our bowels, and those chemicals over many, many years starts infiltrating the lining of that skin and get into the prostate. And so a man, after a period of years, if he's eating all this beef and all this stuff, you know, all this carcinogenic stuff, that he eventually will impact the prostate. So that's an example. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking with Taylor Sparks, erotic educator and sex goddess and certified holistic aromatherapist. We're going to talk about some of your best-selling products and talk about your podcast that you have. So we're going to take a break for about 2 minutes. Be back.
Congratulations, your child is college bound. Now find out how to pay for it on today's Your Personal Finance.
Here we go, y'all. First comes the wash, then it gets live. Jeep Grand Cherokee with available quadra drive. Side to side, straight up and over. Go anywhere. Grand Cherokee's got your cover. More power, more style. 180 watts on the stereo dial. 4.7 liter V8 engine. Available four-wheel quadra drive wheeling. Jeep Grand Cherokee. Say you like that. Say you want more. Get cargo room from front to back, door to door. First comes the wash, then it gets live. Jeep Grand Cherokee, that's my ride. Jeep, there's only one.
If your college-bound child did not receive need-based financial aid, or if the school's financial aid package does not go far enough, consider applying for an unsubsidized Stafford loan from the Federal Student Loan Program. These loans are available to any student in school carrying at least a half-time class load. Your child, not you, is the borrower, although you can always assume the payments later. Students can borrow up to $5,500 a year. It's wise to let the student borrow as much as possible before you do, since students get better rates than parents. The interest rate on these loans is capped at 8.25%, and there is an origination fee. Students can defer repayment until 6 months after graduation, and they have up to 30 years to repay. For your personal finance, I'm Charles Ross.
And we're back with Dr. Ross on your personal finance. My guest is Taylor Sparks. He's a erotic educator, sex goddess, certified holistic aromatherapist, and she has 900 products, and I'm going to assume on her e-commerce site with 150 mm-hmm. different brands. And, you know, Taylor, mm-hmm. have some of these products you develop, or all these products for the most part, things that you're reselling that is out there in the marketplace, you just went out and found organically eco-friendly type of products?
I did. Currently, I'm not manufacturing any products. I am a reseller, so I have curated all of these products. I check the company's reputation. I look for businesses to work with businesses that do not test on animals. There are a couple of my brands that have some chemical-based lubricants, like meaning silicone. So people think silicone is good. I just won't carry that particular product. So like Slickwood makes organic products, which are amazing. I love their lubricants. But they do make a silicone, and I will not carry the silicone because I don't believe silicone should be in the body because it's plastic. So people like to use it because it has a lot of staying power, especially if people who like to have, like I said, sex in the shower, don't have sex in the pool or the jacuzzi at a resort, but people do, and I keep saying stop doing that because there's so many chemicals in the pool and the hot tub. Don't do that. So, you know, they think, you know, you can't do everything you see on porn. Those are controlled environments. So
right.
It's true. It's true. But what about the ocean? I'm like, oh, my God, don't have sex in the ocean. Salt cures meat. It just drives you out. Something terrible. Just do it, like, on the like lawn chair or the beach chair or, you know, or a towel, and let him be on the bottom so you don't get sand and naughty nooks and crannies. But it's
well, that's interesting.
It's
interesting you mentioned that people look at porn and think, okay, I'm gonna do what they did in the jacuzzi on the beach, and not realizing that that's not realistic. It's just like, I guess that's like when you watch, I'm a big action movie fan, particularly comic books like mm-hmm. Marvel and Spider-Man and all that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm always telling my wife, I said, you know what? He just got hit in the face. If you ever got hit in the face, you don't come back from that real quick. I mean, it hurts, you know, notwithstanding that, if you get hit several times, you know, in the nose, you break it. I mean, so it's cartoonish stuff. And, you know, that's why guys like it, because we know it's not real. Because if I get hit in my nuts, I get hit in the stomach, I get hit in the face, guess what? I'm out. I'm like, okay, you got me, man. You know,
I'm
unless
going
I
down.
Get come back. Yeah, you know, especially them when they shoot people. They shoot somebody in the arm, ow, and then they're still fighting. I'm like, hold it, you get shot in the arm with a 9mm. That hurts. Blow your arm off. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, so what is your best-selling product? I mean, what's the one that you know, like, hey, I'm going to sell a lot of this? Is there a category or a particular product that you sell a lot of?
It really does vary. So one of the things about me being both a sex educator and an owner of an e-commerce store, and I'm the only one that I know right now that is as versed and educated in products and the ingredients of products, and it owns an e-commerce store. If we talk about lubes, right? And so people go, what's the best, you know, what's the best lube? And I always want to know, what kind of sex are you having? Because
okay.
there are lots of different types of lube. So what kind of sex? You know, how old are you? So I know you're a man that's in his 60s, and I'd have to know, how healthy are you? Are you only having sex just with your wife? Are you having oral, vaginal, and anal sex as well? You know, do you have a lot of sex, a little bit of sex? So I'm going to gear you towards a product that's more fit towards you if we're having a conversation. But it does vary. But lubes, of course, are always popular because they're organic. There is a lubricant called Defense by Intimate Earth, and it has it has aloe vera in it, and it also has a seaweed in it and carrageenan, and that makes it really slippery to feel like a silicone. So when people are looking for an alternative to silicone, like I'm having sex in the pool at home, we like sex in the shower, I'm going to say get the Defense. It's got the sea kelp. That's what it is, sea kelp. But the tea tree oil and the carrageenan is I recommend for people who have multiple sex partners. Because the tea tree is an antibacterial and antiviral essential oils, and the carrageenan has been proven to resist women getting HPV. So it's going to vary on the type of sex. Now, right now, I recently added a line of sex toys by the brand Romp, and Romp has, I think, 6 or 7 toys that are all under $50. So they right now are just on fire with regards to sales. So those are really popular. But, I mean, I have products that cost $15,000. I have $2,500 $15,000.
Stop. You have a product that costs $15,000? You know I've got to ask you, what product is that?
It's a vibrator by Lilo. And let me see if I get the name of it up here. It is the Lilo iNet. It's a 24-karat gold vibrator. It's $15,000. But there are less expensive ones. There are some that are only $3,900. And there's some that I have a beautiful, the Lilo iNet in stainless steel is $7,900. So we have things that are $20 all the way up to $15,000 because my clients are in that range as well. So some of the private events that some of the private charter cruises I go on, we've cruised from Rome to Barcelona, Rio de Janeiro to Argentina, Stockholm to Sweden. You know, the cabins start at $7,500 and go up to $30,000. So some of my clients, you know, one client will easily spend, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 with me just on two or three toys. So
wow.
I have something for everybody. So if you like a luxury tour line, we carry those. And like the Lilo brand, but they have things that are only $200, $150, you know. It just depends. And things under 50.
Well, you know, that's one of those things that obviously you have a great range of clientele. So one of the questions I wanted to ask, and I didn't ask in the beginning, was, so how did you get so knowledgeable? I mean, you're a trainer, obviously, by profession in terms of what you did, so it's easier for you to accumulate knowledge and then present it. But how did you find out, how did you, you know all this stuff? I mean, you got a wealth of knowledge. How did you just immerse yourself in all this?
Well, it came from the holistic aromatherapy when I started designing just products at home. You know, started doing body butters and hair washes and that sort of thing. So it was that, starting that line initially, that Morning Indigo line, just for me and my kids, which then branched into the athletes and figuring out what do athletes need. I mean, buying books about an athlete's skin. And when I started, I was one of the very first people to ever do that. There was only one other line that had a skincare line for athletes. So, you know, my mom always told me, anything you want to learn, you can find it in a book. So literally, right. I just got on Google and went, athlete skin. What do you know? What's the difference between athlete skin? And I designed my products around that. And I literally, when I started traveling on these adult-only cruises, I saw these products, and I would look at it, and I look at the ingredients and go, oh, man, that should not be in the vagina. And nobody else was doing it. So I saw a need, and I filled it because people in swinger events are having lots of sex, not only with their own partners. Some are having sex with other people. So let's make this the safest and the best time that they could have. So that's what I did. So now I'm the second largest vendor on the cruises, if not the only vendor that are on the swinger cruises. I primarily present in the swinger conferences. There's a big one in New Orleans every year called Naughty in New Orleans. I also present, though, at Sex Expos. And I do a number of different seminars. You know, that seminar is primarily based on those products, but I also do the seminars on jealousy. I do an erotic spanking seminar called Spanking for Lovers, Your Ass or Mine. And that was something to bridge the people who were not really into kink, but they like to kind of get hit on the butt a little bit during sex. So that was based on a book called Spanking for Lovers. And so I wrapped the seminar around that book. And books, we have over 100 books on our site. So
wow.
The books are really, really important. So it's the books are not just on sex. The books, I mean, not just like on sex positions, if you will. A lot of people, oh, you just got a lot of books on sex. Our books cover everything from, yes, sex, but we also cover the anatomy. We have aphrodisiac cookbooks, BDSM books, adult coloring books, things on LGBTQ, masturbation, oral relationships, whether you're monogamous, ethically non-monogamous, poly, swinging, kink, how to design your own relationship that's going to work best for you, but also on sexual health. We've got a few erotic, romantic novels as well on our site. So having that so that you can come, get a toy, and maybe find out if you want to try something new, there's probably a book that you can also get to go along with it. So if you want to try BDSM, maybe the woman wants to be more dominant and it wants to be a dominant-led relationship, she might want to learn how to be a proper dame for her man. Or he might want to learn to be a proper dominant for her, for his woman, or whoever his partner is, the loving dominant. There's books on flogging and caning. We've got kink toys and collars. So there's something for everybody. And 2 years ago, we actually launched our subscription box service. So there's a try me box where you can, which has like travel size sex toys and trials and travel sizes and samples of lube and sex toys and a mini sex book. There's the tease me box, which is a little more expensive, but it only comes quarterly. And that way you can get to try some of the bigger toys. And then, of course, the Indulge Me box has the higher-end toys. So it's every box comes with a book as well.
Now,
so I'm going to send you
that,
go ahead.
Oh, you said you're going to send me something?
No, I can, of course.
Oh.
I said if I'm going to send
I thought I heard
subscription that. Box.
But, no, what I heard there is that you reinvented yourself, and one of the things, like I said, even though we're talking about sex and you being an erotic educator, but you reinvented yourself because, you know, it sounds like you're a lifelong learner, that you have not stopped learning just because you're not in college or, you know, taking a course or anything like that, or not a trainer. Now, my question to you would be, have you thought about writing a book? You got such a wealth of knowledge that is covered, you know, a bunch of bases, and I don't know if any, well, I mean, I've got over 1,000 books, and some of them are sex books, I will admit, but, you know, they are. I mean, because I told my wife, I said, you could tell what I was researching by the books that are on my shelf, okay?
Me too.
Yeah, so I may have 20, 30 books on sex, on different things, and then I have, like, right now, my whole thing is on racial justice, economic equality, so I've got all kind of books, I got, like, in the last 3 months, I've I've got to whisper this because I want my wife to hear it. I've got about 30 books I've bought in the last 3 months.
Oh, Lord.
But she said she heard me. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, you didn't hear that. But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, that you have such a breadth of knowledge that comes from not only just, you know, who you are, but also your experience in all these different venues. And, I would encourage you to write a book. Having said that, have you thought about it, first of all? Let me get that off the table before we move on.
I have a book published about 9 or 10 years ago now called What's a Girl to Do in the Big City If She Can't Dance When Stripping Is Not an Option.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I did that book, and I haven't done another book since. I have an outline for a book. And I have an outline for a book for An African-American Guide to Swinging. And
okay.
Because there really isn't a book out there for African-Americans on swinging. There are some books on polyamory for African-Americans and the intersectionality between both as a person of color, whether they are in the swinging community or the poly community, and how we are sometimes fetishized in those communities. So, yeah, I've been thinking about doing another one. And like I said, I pulled out my old material. I'm like, oh, I got to redo all this stuff. So it's just a matter of I've got so much going on. So
and I understand that. I mean, it does take – I've written 2 books. One is called Your Common Sense Guide to Personal Financial Planning, and the other one's called
Nice.
God's Plan for Your Financial Success. And all I can say is it's a discipline. And I, you know – they were published by Thomas Nelson Books, which is a Christian publisher. But the reason why I went with them is that they had the greatest, distribution as a Christian publisher in non-Christian stores, like, you know, B. Dalton and all that. Well, not B. Dalton, Barnes & Noble and some of the others. But it's a discipline that, you know, writing a book, you got to sit down and write. You know, I've written a dissertation.
Yeah.
I understand why a lot of writers were alcoholics, because it's very lonely. Nobody
yeah.
could write it but you. And so you're sitting there and you're like, well, let me take a drink, you know? I mean, I understand how a lot of them, self-medicate just to kind of get their brain off of whatever they're thinking, or just because they're lonely, for whatever the case may be. Well, now, how do you market what you're doing? I mean, you've got 900 products across 150 brands. How do you market your e-commerce? Is it just social media, or what else do you do to get your product out there?
Some of it is on social media because I have a sex-based business, I cannot advertise. So I could market through posts, and you always have to be careful with your posts because, you know, otherwise they put you on timeout and, you know, they shut down your site. I mean, not your site, they'll shut down your account on social media if you're too explicit. You know, Lord forbid if you show a nipple. We keep trying to free the nipple, but they won't let us. And so some of it's through social media. A lot of my customers really are through direct search for me because they've met me at an event. I literally do 9 to 11 events a year. So whether it's a sex expo, a swinger event, it could be a hotel takeover, it could be a cruise, you know, in the country, in the Caribbean, it could be a cruise outside the country, especially because I've shipped worldwide, and I'm traveling internationally. So a lot of people tell people that they've met me. And then I have a newsletter, so I try to do the newsletter once or twice a month. And then now in October 2018, I launched my Sisters of Sexuality radio show. We were originally on Voice America platform, and we crossed in December 2019 we crossed 100,000 download mark.
Wow!
In December. And then in January, I moved over to the Anchor.fm platform. So we moved all the old shows, and new shows are now being produced there. But it was so that's it. So just talking everywhere I can at any point, being on shows like yours, letting people know that I exist and that there is a healthier way to have sex, no matter what your sexual orientation, no matter what your relationship style. I tell people it's important to have sex with themselves, if nobody else. I'm like, what are you waiting for? Why are you waiting to find a woman or a man? You should be. Orgasms are healthy. They reduce stress. they clear up the skin. You go to my social media and look at my pictures. People go, your skin is glowing. I'm like, it's the sex. It's the constant sex. Even if it's with myself, it gets rid of headaches. You know, so even if you don't have a partner, we have toys for men. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of good masturbation toys for men. Not quite as many for men as women, obviously, but we have the Hot Octopus. The Pulse by Hot Octopus. It's the world's first vibrator for men. We call it a guy-brator for fun. And
Hot
a lot
Octopus
of our toys...
is a vibrator for men. Okay.
Yeah,
that's new to me.
The brand is called Hot Octopus.
The brand is Hot Octopus, but it's a vibrator. And what do you call it again? You said, what's the nickname for it?
Guy-brator. it's a guy-brator. But it's called a Pulse. And so, you know, all of our products, some of our products on our site are meant to do more than give a happy ending, meaning that the Pulse was originally designed for men with spinal cord injuries who were going through IVF treatment for their wives, right, in virtual fertilization. And this was a less invasive way to get the men, to get the sperm out of the men, as opposed to going in and getting it that way. So this toy has a pulsating plate that goes on the underside of the penis, and it wraps around the penis, and it could be used with a flaccid penis. So it could be used hands-free, and it comes with a remote control. And even for men who, let's say, may be in a wheelchair, but still can get an erection, their partner or their nurse aide even could put the toy on them and turn it on and could bring them to orgasm. So these are things. So I have a customer with Parkinson's disease, and
right.
he cannot use things like Cialis or Viagra because of the medication that he's on. And he could not, he had trouble getting an erection. Once he was erect, he was fine. This is the only toy he can use to get him to erection. Then he puts it aside, and him and his wife have a good time. So
wow.
things like that. Cock rings. Are you familiar with cock rings? Have you ever used cock rings?
No, I haven't, but I'm familiar with them.
You're familiar with them. So cock rings are designed to keep the blood in the penis. They keep the penis harder longer. So you put the cock ring on flaccid, and then once you're erect, it keeps the blood flow, and you have to have the right size. You don't want to cut off the blood flow, because then the penis turns blue and falls off, and that's not the goal here.
Oh, well, we don't want that happening.
We want to have the right size of a cock ring, but I have another client, that had prostate cancer, and he had trouble getting an erection or maintaining an erection. So he could put the cock ring on, get an erection, and then the cock ring would help him maintain the erection. But because of his medication, he also could not use Cialis and Viagra and all of those things. So these are natural things that a man could use to get or maintain an erection. We also have some lubricants for men, one to help get an erection and one to help desensitize to maintain an erection. That's a topical. The Liberator sex pillows are good for people with mobility issues that may be wheelchair bound or have, you know, mobility issues in the hip area, because it gives you a nice angle to raise the hips up for better, deeper penetration. So there are some of these brands that really do more than give a happy ending. And we love to carry things like that to help people of all mobilities, all body shapes, all types. I do a demo with the Liberator sex pillows on a seminar called When Your Hips Don't Lie. All sex positions for all body types. So it's just, I'm having the time of my life. I get to literally travel the world and talk about pussy. And make money at the same time.
That's like with me in finance.
Yeah.
You know, I get a chance to talk to people about money and make money at the same time. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, it really doesn't. It's something exciting to do when you find your purpose, and you know, you found your purpose, your path to success. Mm-hmm. So what's the end game for you? I mean, down the road, what are you shooting for? I mean, you got the e-commerce thing, you're touring, you know, with the shows, the sex shows, and selling your product.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big picture for you?
The big picture is to get the company to net 1 million. first. That's the next goal. You know, can we get to 5 million? Yes, we're headed for 5 million, but we want to get to net 1 million, you know, not growth. We want net. We want to get that is the next big goal. That's my elephant that's hanging out there.
So what's the plan, though, to get to that net 1 million? What is your strategy to get there?
The strategy would be in part to grow my subscription box service, because the one thing about the subscription box industry, the subscription industry, right? A lot of things are going to subscription, right? Mm-hmm. You get your TV on subscription. You can get your food delivered, your dog food delivered on subscription. You can get socks and clothing and makeup delivered on subscription. So that is to grow that part of my business, because that's a big predictor. When people subscribe for 3 months, 6 months, a year, that money is there. It's in the bag. So part of it is to grow my subscription base. The other part of it is to talk more and travel more. The more people I talk to about how I can help them have healthier, holistic sex. And like I said, I'm only doing 9 to 11 events a year. I honestly could do 20 to 30 events a year. And that will help that is my strategy. I downloaded an app called Countries Been, and you put in all the cities and countries you've been in around the world, and I did it about a year and a half ago, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, I have been to 26 countries. I was feeling so proud of myself. I'm like, 26 countries.
26 countries?
Yeah, but I looked, that's only 10% of the world. I've been nowhere. That's it. That's only 10% of the world. So the subscription base is the first and foremost. Systems of Sexuality, which is my other project, if you will, is literally an education platform that we're doing through the podcast to educate people in all areas of sexuality, kink, sex-positive parenting, and the business of sex. So we interview our guests, our sex toy company owners, people who are involved in the sex tech community. Sex tech is going to be a $30 billion industry in the next 5 years, and I'm in it. I'm in it right now. And sex educators and the sex industry, right now, my business is booming. It always, it's never affected by the recession, by any recession. Sex always does well in a recession. It does well anyway, the industry. But because of technology, the toys that are being developed, the materials that are being made, I'm going to stay the course and stay within this industry and let as many people know about me as possible. So that's doing that through the podcast, because I have control of my own platform, being on other people's platform, and growing the subscription box industry. And just now, especially with everything that's happening with our civil rights and activism, I'm now just about to launch the Systems of Sexuality Professional Directory. And you will be able to go onto our directory, and you will find the largest collection of women of color who are in the business of sex. It will be separated by counselors, therapists, educators, coaches, entertainers, and, you know, whatever, you know, sex toy company owners, whatever they do, we will have them all for people to be able to find.
So, now, with all that, you know, we got about a minute or so left. Share with people how they can find you and take advantage of your products.
Well, you can find me on OrganicLovin, that's LOVEN.com, and on all social media at OrganicLovin, LOVEN. And Sisters of Sexuality is SistersofSexuality.com, and you can find us on all of the podcast platforms. We're on 11 platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. We host on Anchor.fm under Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play, and Sisters of Sexuality on IG. And you can find us everywhere. We're everywhere.
Well, I'm so happy that you found something that you're excited about. When someone finds their passion and, you know, they're doing something legally to make money, to grow their brand,
yeah,
then I'm all for it, you know, and that's your brand. So, and, you know, I'm going to just go out there and say that these are for some of the, you know, are you considered a baby boomer?
I am. I'm 60.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, 62. Okay,
but all my men are younger.
I can't imagine that. What is it that Moms Mabley said? You ever heard of, you heard the Moms Mabley quote? This is very apropos.
She's got so many. Which one?
The one that she says is, excuse me. She said, the only thing that an old man could do for me is bring me a message from a young one.
I got to write that down. The only thing an old man could do for me is bring me a message from a young one. I'm going to post. That is going to be my post today.
I love Moms Mabley. My mother used to play her. Well, I grew up in New York City in the Bronx, and every Saturday morning we have to get up out of the bed to clean our rooms, clean the house, and she would put on Moms Mabley, albums, and she had some funny ones. You could Google them or YouTube. They have them. You have to. But that was the message I remember. The only thing that an old man could do for me is bring me a message from a young one. I was like, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my God. I am so posting that today. You have just made my day. No,
great.
I honestly believe that your vibe attracts your tribe. And when you find your tribe, love them hard. So many of us are so unwilling to live the life we want. And right. And even working for yourself in business, you don't have to have a $1 million business, right?
No,
to work
no.
for yourself. I tell people, look at the money you're making. Let's say you're making $50,000 a year. You need to make a business that can generate $50,000 a year plus another 35% on top of that to cover taxes and your your insurance. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And you can walk out on your own. It doesn't have to be a $1 million business.
That's exactly right. And that's what we get discouraged by. We think that we have to have a $1 million business and bling like some of the celebrities and entertainers that we, know about. But you don't know what they're dealing with and what their finances look like.
Nope.
A lot of when I had my financial planning practice, I learned that a lot of athletes are, after especially in the NFL, after 3 or 4 years, they're out and they're broke, So, you got to be careful about who you idolize. You want to make sure that you're focusing on the things that you're passionate about, the things that you want to do, just like you found, being an erotic educator is who you are. And that's important. Find your little place, find your tribe, as you say, and then you deal with that. And so I'm so happy for you. Glad that you came on, because I've talked to some other folks in that industry. And one guy, he was asking, now I'm an ordained minister, an AME ordained minister. And this guy, because he goes into my
I got baptized at an AME church.
Okay, all right. So this guy is asking me, why you as a minister want to interview me? Why? I'm like, dude, I'm a radio show host. come on.
He was asking you why as a minister you would want to interview a person regarding sexual education?
Yes.
Well, let me ask
because
this is a question I'm going to ask that I want. This is interesting because I was at a networking event and there was a minister there who avoided. And I brought lubes and nothing that looked like a phallic, I brought the pulse, things that were healthy for sex. And the minister avoided my table. Now, there was only 15 tables. So because he avoided my table, people were looking at him. Some people never came by my table. And at the end of the night, I said, Minister, whatever, Smith, you didn't come by my table. Oh, well, sister, it was. I said, no, it wasn't busy. I said, do you counsel couples? He said, I do. I said, do you counsel couples regarding their sex life? He said, I do. I said, then you should have come by my table because I had something that could help you in counseling them about their sex. It could have been a book. It could have been, because there's nothing shames the marital bed. So if you're counseling them about sex, you could be counseling someone about why her vagina is dry, why he can't get an erection. But you didn't come by the table because you didn't come by. You shamed my table by your action. Thereby, other people didn't come by, and this could have helped them understand how to save their marriage. This has nothing to do with religion. God made sex. We all come from sex. So for people to shame it and say, hey, we can't talk about sex. Why? You were born. Everybody wasn't developed in a test tube. Some of y'all are test tube babies. I know that. But, we came from sex, and God made sex, and it is good. He made it, because if it wasn't good, none of us would be here. Adam and Eve would have stopped and been like, I don't like that. That would have been the end of it. It would have been the end of it. But when Yeah, so when couples are having issues in the bedroom, it makes sense for a minister to want to talk to a sex educator and say, is there something outside of what's in the Bible that I might need to know that could help my flock help themselves have good sex? Yes.
Yeah.
So, cheers for you, Charles.
There's two things, you know, thank you. There's two things, like, you know, we don't talk about money in church. We don't talk about sex. Those two things that, and I had a ministry, you know, called Christian Financial Ministries, where I did a seminar based on my book. And it just was it was a topic. They would bring me in to talk about a topic, but I know that's because most Americans and around the world are financially illiterate. They just don't know about money. And so they want not to talk about it because their knowledge is very limited. And they probably made some mistakes in terms along the way. And they think that I'm going to be judgmental. But I've seen it all, heard it all. You know, so it doesn't really bother me about what you've done. You just have to be committed to wanting to do better. So I'm sure with the clients that you talk about, no matter what happens, you've done some, made some mistakes. How can you move forward in the right direction and trying to relearn some stuff or unlearn some stuff so that you can have a good relationship, not only with, in your case, with sex, in my case, with money. And that's important, you know, for you.
And well, vice versa, but relationships break up for both reasons. Bad sex or bad financial management. Those are the two major issues that a lot of people have. Be that sex be expressed through infidelity because they're not getting the sex they want at home, so they lie and they cheat. And most people can forgive the sex. It's the lying and cheating they can't forgive.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, Taylor, it's been an enlightened interview. I always enjoy talking to people where I can learn something, and I've learned a tremendous amount from you. And I'm going to go on that tonight and see if I can order some for me and my wife here.
You should. If those who listen to you, if you use code OL10, like OL for organic loving, OL and number 10, you will save 10% on organiclovin.com.
Okay. Is that for any of our listeners as well?
Anybody listening, yes.
OL10. You got it. You get 10% off. Well, Taylor, thank you so much. We may have to have a side conversation. I want to know how to get my podcast in some of these platforms and stuff. I'm working on I was on radio for like 20 years. And so now, I'm trying to decide whether I want to do that because, you know, when you know what it takes and how much time it takes to do that, and now you could do stuff from the comfort of your home, you kind of want to say, you know what, I don't want to go into somebody's studio. I could do this from my house, you know, whatever the case may be. So I'm exploring the different options on, you know, broadcast radio and then, of course, on the Internet and then getting my podcast. So I may call you and give me some tips on how I can get it to all these different platforms because I'm one of those kind of people that I learned by doing and not just by reading. I said, just tell me what to do. You know, like when we bought our first real estate property, we read, and finally we had to pull the trigger on it because I learned by doing. You know, I read also, but at some point you got to do something. And that's how you learn. At least that's how I learned. You know, I'm more of a, you know, get your hands dirty kind of person and get it done. Thank you so much, Taylor, for being on the show.
Thank you.
I will send you, when it finishes, I'll send you the link so you can share it on whatever platforms you want, you know?
Okay? I will. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Taylor. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. So that was an interesting conversation. I'm telling you, I always like learning something. You know, my wife is over sitting over here smiling. It's okay, Felicia. Yeah, but it was an interesting conversation because remember, my focus on my show is about personal finance and business, which to me go together. You know, folks that are trying to get out there and start their own business. And speaking of starting your own business, I want to share with you two businesses that I'm in. You know, I am an educator. That's my side hustle. but my main hustle are two things: financial services, and real estate. And financial services, I am part of a company called Financial Education Services. This is a company that provides financial services to individuals and families. And you can use the product itself. It's called the Protection Plan, which has a whole suite of about 12 products. I'd be more than glad to share this information with you. All you have to do is either call me at 404 972-4633. You can text me and say, all you have to do is say credit, and I'll know what you mean. I'll send you the video, and you can take a look at it and give it some thought. So one level of it is being a customer, okay? So you can be a customer and take advantage of this suite of products. The second level is if you say, hey, this product is great, which it is, I guarantee you, I promise, I haven't seen a product like this in my 50 years, 40 years in this business, okay? The other thing that it does is that it also allows you to have your own business. So for under $300, you can be in business and you can pay for the protection plans that you share with your family members and friends and others. So that's something to think about. The other part is our real estate business. We are real estate investors, and we buy what we call sub-35 properties and rent them out. We're on a buy and hold strategy, but there's others. And if you're interested in that, instead of texting credit, to 404-272-4633, just text RE. That's it. RE for real estate. Okay, for real estate, R-E. And I'll know which one you're interested in, what other information to share with you. Because I think that a lot of people are giving some serious thought, being in business for themselves, getting their credit straight, getting their financial lives together, and then having an exit strategy. Now, how are you going to get out of this life alive? And, you think about that, I'm really joking, but what I'm saying is that at some point, you're going to want it to retire. What is your strategy? Okay, do you have over $1 million in your 401k? Okay, if you don't have that, what is your strategy? Are you going to rely on Social Security? For most of us, I'm 62. I'll probably get about $2,000 to $3,000 a month, about $25,000, $30,000 a year. Is that enough to retire on? Probably not. Only people that have pensions these days are educators and government employees, whether it's county, city, or state, or federal. Everybody else, is going to have to, figure it out. And the one day I'm going to do a broadcast on how they screwed us with getting rid of pensions, because back in the 80s and 70s, we had pensions, and they got rid of those for 401ks. And I'm going to develop that broadcast, because I think people don't need to understand how they thought was a gift was actually they were shooting you in the foot. They're wounding you because they gave you a access to a product that you did not know how to use. Most Americans are financially illiterate. Now, it's not your fault. You haven't learned any of that in school, so it's not your fault. But it is your fault if you stay that way, because there's so many options these days to better yourself. You just have to invest some time, which means reading and then doing some things and correcting some bad habits. So those are the two things I wanted to share. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate everybody that listens to this broadcast on Facebook or Instagram. I appreciate you so much. A lot of people, listen to the program and download it or listen to it as a podcast. And we're working towards making it available on other platforms. That's our goal right now. We're about 3 months into doing this, and we're learning as we go. But we appreciate everyone that listens. I take it for granted when you spend an hour with me and my guests that you could be doing some other things. I just thank God that you can access it on your phone, and you can listen to it while you're washing the dishes, cooking a meal, driving somewhere. That gives me a lot of pleasure. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening to Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross. My guest was Taylor Sparks. He's an erotic educator, sex goddess, and certified holistic aromatherapist. Please check her out. Support the businesses that come on this show. With that being said, so thank you so much, and we'll see you in a few days on another episode of Your Personal Finance with Dr. Charles Ross.